Hello, my friend. We haven't been acquainted yet, but all the best things take time, and this is the beginning of our time together. My name is Asia Grant, and I am your host of It's Called Taste, which is a show of the conversations with the best tastemakers of our time, how they hone their craft, and built their careers. So let me tell you a story. I've always been a creative, but I went to school for business. And it was there where I learned about entrepreneurship. And I've always loved art because it was something that I was able to create and call my own. And I was drawn to entrepreneurship for the same reason, but instead of creating the art of my dreams, I was able to create the entire life of my dreams. But I faced a problem. All of my entrepreneurial friends and peers at school were aspiring to be a Zuckerberg, a Musk, or a Gates. And I didn't want that. I wanted to be a Virgil Abloh, a David Ogilvy, or even just an Oprah. And I was drawn to the mastery of their creative skills and the life that they were able to make using them. But to those around me, none of these creative individuals even registered in their minds. So at that point, I just put my entrepreneurial dreams on the back burner. After graduating college, I became a consultant at a huge multinational company. And on the first day of work, I absolutely knew that I wasn't made for a corporate job. I was drained from the office politics, the bureaucracy, and worst of all, the confinement of creativity. All of it just shredded my spirit to a literal pulp. And at that point, I learned one of my core truths. I could not sacrifice my creativity for financial gain. Example, I can't take a high-paying job that I hated. And I would not live a life of squalor just to exercise my creativity. Example, I could not be a classic starving artist. I want to marry my creativity with my financial prosperity, each of them acting as bricks that I lay as the foundation of my dream life. I didn't personally know anyone that was doing this or was on this path, but you know, I just got started anyways. And it was only after I started my own creative business with my best friend that I started to meet the others that were actually living this dream. It was only after I started my creative business with my best friend that I started to meet the other creatives that were actually living their dream. The creatives that were building the dream lives that they wanted through their creative skills. The designers, the chefs, the photographers, the writers, the musicians, the artists, and so much more. Every time I was around them, anything felt possible. Virgil Abloh said one of my favorite quotes. He said, "You have to have mentors, dead or alive." And this is how I started to approach these cherished relationships as mentors. I've asked questions that I could never find explicitly online, like, what did you actually think was possible? How did you make it happen? And what was needed mentally, emotionally, financially, strategically, tactically? And through these conversations, we started to share the lessons we've learned as we grew our businesses, the hardships we went through, and just big picture ideas that we had for the future. And as we had these conversations, we became better in our individual pursuits, but together. As time went on, as I spoke with more creatives, I found generally everyone craved for more conversations where other creatives would openly share their knowledge on the topics that they felt were too off limits to discuss, like money, business in general, and their next big ideas. Which brings us full circle. With It's Called Taste, I'm aiming to satiate those cravings for knowledge. The knowledge that is not easily found on the internet or that people aren't really discussing in their day-to-day conversations. It's Called Taste is for those that are driven to make their creative work their life and are hungry enough to act on the advice for those creatives that have done it before them. And you may be wondering, why am I charging for a podcast? Simply put, my friend, because knowledge is power. And power, when used well, is extremely valuable. Think of it like this. Imagine the professional or creative person that you aspire to be like, that you have one uninterrupted hour of their time, and you can ask them anything you like, anything you like. Nothing is off limits. You can ask them, how much money did it take for them to start what they're doing now? What did they do to get so good? How did they actually start making money? How much were they charging for the stuff that they were doing? What would they have done differently? What are the ideas that are exciting them now? And they would answer all of your questions without hesitation. If you subscribe to our podcast, this is what I promise you, because I am like you. I want to learn from the best of the best, the people that have actually done it, not someone just posting on Instagram. And I want to find these creatives and ask them our burning questions. Mark my words, I will do this because I've done it before. In 2014, I was a budding aspirational entrepreneur and I found Glossier and I was super inspired by Emily Weiss, the founder of Glossier. And I wanted to start my own beauty company one day. Then in 2018, I came across the fragrance brand Byredo and I was super inspired by what Ben Gorham was able to build. And then I wanted my beauty company to be focused on fragrance. And I promised myself that I'd meet both of them and ask them all of the burning questions that I had. And I did. In February 2021, my co-founder and I met Emily Weiss after we won the Glossier grant, and she introduced me to Ben Gorham, who I met in May 2021. Their advice helped us focus our strategy for the business and saved me personally over $100,000 as they deterred me from going to business school, as they said they didn't need it. And I wanted that approval, and it was great to be able to have. This is just one example of the power, time, and dollar value of knowledge. You might not be ready to buy today. That's okay. For free, you can enjoy our newsletter that recaps key learnings from full episodes. And there will always be a preview episode that you can listen to wherever you get your podcasts. These things will be free forever. And when you're ready to listen to the full podcast, I will be here. And if all goes to plan, I'll be here for the rest of your life. So sit down, grab your favorite bag of fancy chips, and get ready to dig in to It's Called Taste.